Hey guys, good morning. This is Santiago Leon. We got Alan G from Alan Thinks. Alan, give us a tech update from this week at from Miami.
What's up, Santiago Leon? Always a pleasure to jump in with you because you make one of the most entertaining podcasts, one of my favorite ones. It was an interesting week. For those that don't know, I have a YouTube or content creation, Facebook, Instagram, everything. YouTube, I create content focused especially on tech in Miami, startups, entrepreneurship, anything interesting. And I mean, it's been an interesting week, for a lot of things. We're not gonna go to talk about everything, but this is one of my favorite things. Officially, I'm not even they haven't launched this yet, but this is called the Drinkfinity, and I'm not getting paid to pop this at all. But such a cool thing, and it's from my Miami startup. It's the founder, Hernan. I forgot his last name. He's this Argentinian guy, but he's been here like 20 years. They're down in downtown Miami at the new WeWork offices, and it's a really cool thing. They got these pods that you kind of put in here, and the way they designed this, you just put something like they got this magnet. And this is not specifically tech, but it is like a startup that's eventually they got like a lot of funding from a pretty big company. And the way all the details that they put into this bottle, I thought it was really impressive. So they had like the launch party a few days ago for this, and then the official product launch is gonna be on the 15th of February. Other than that, it was the first Waffle Wednesday yesterday. Wednesday night at the Live Ninja headquarters. They're a tech communication company that got acquired last year by a big Canadian telecommunications company, and it's always interesting. If you're in Miami and you want to go to some pretty cool networking, definitely go to them. I think right now they're only doing it once a month. They used to do it every week. Waffles in the morning and then in the afternoon. But it seems like right now that they've been holding back on the morning and they're just gonna do it in the afternoons.
I mean, it's way better afternoons, evenings, especially for me. I mean, whenever I go, it has that great vibe, almost as good as Refresh Miami, and has some great speakers. But so you're saying they're gonna do it once a month or just like once a week, but in the afternoon?
I'm not 100% clear. All I know is that this was the first one and that they're only going to do it in the afternoons. I don't know if that means once a month or that means every Wednesday in the afternoon. That's a good question.
It
Actually, I
gets
talked to about it earlier.
tiring. It gets tiring to do it every week. It's a lot. I know.
No, you can't. You can't. Especially if you don't like live in the area. I'm a good 40 minutes away. So and if I go, if I'm already doing some meetings or some work down there. But if I'm not, it's still a little bit of drive. But it is fun because it's one of those networking events where it's a little more personalized because it's not super packed. So you kind of get a chance to meet like in a more personalized level. And then this guy that presented he's got this company. It's pretty cool. It's actually a Colombian American guy. And
Just like us.
it's kind of like an Uber for travel. Which is when you're going on a trip, to whatever country, you can search on the app local photographers that will follow you around and take pictures of you in the trip. So you don't have to like be stressing about taking selfies the whole time without enjoying the trip. So I thought that was kind of cool. And when I get the link of that, maybe we'll put it in the comments after the video is done. What else? So they do have those interesting presentations. Of course, yesterday, last night, Thursday, they always have Venture Cafe at the CIC building, which that's one of my favorite places because I don't know who's organizing it right now because I think they switched the person, but they always organize like five, six really like value workshops. One of the coolest ones is by Anna from Formulicity or for I forgot what's how do you pronounce her company name, but she's organizing this event next Thursday and Friday. It's called Data Science Salon. You can find at the website is datascience.salon, and they're bringing all these big time speakers on anything that's like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data science. So I know last night they had like a little introduction workshop for it, but if that's something you're really interested about or anybody that's watching, definitely recommend going to the full thing. It's going to be Thursday. They're having like actual tech workshops, which if you're in any type of like, you know, Python or any type of, you know, any type of machine learning, data science, artificial intelligence, like knowledge, you're definitely going to get a lot of value from it, because they're going to have some workshops by some really like knowledgeable people on Thursday. And then on Friday, it's going to be like speakers. And I'm going to be there. I got invited to go just do some interviews as well. So you can come say hi. And I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Just to reiterate, Alan Thinks is probably the first, maybe the first, Miami Tech event reporter. Can you elaborate a little bit?
You know, it all started, as you know, because Sleon Productions and I, mean, we've been friends for a little while, but we especially got closer once I started developing a mobile application that still in the works. Hold on, am I connected to Wi-Fi yet? Yeah, which actually some of the stuff back here, it's related to that project. And we started talking a lot about that and then everything that went into it. So, and I started getting more involved in the tech community in Miami because of that. I wanted to get more knowledge. I wanted to start finding out about, you know, should I code it myself? And then through that, I started finding out underground tech. It's not really underground, but it kind of feels like, sometimes I talk to the people here in South Florida and they don't even know what's going on. And it's like this, there's a lot of big things happening, you know, there's a lot of investment coming into South Florida. I'm talking about even billions of dollars. Broward. So through those experiences, I started finding out all this interesting, you know, things that were happening. Miami to know, the rest of Florida to know, and the rest of the United States and the world to know. So I started just making videos showing off these really funny events. And it is a little bit like reporting sometimes, because I tell people as I interview these interesting people who are making a lot of interesting products and ventures. But it's also like a vlog, you know, so it's not just reporting. It's also like a vlog of Alan Thinks, because I experienced Miami. So you're going to get to see all these events, but in a very fun and personalized way. And, you know, we always have a lot of fun. We always laugh it up. Something unexpected always happens. Like the David Beckham thing, we ended up having an interview with Sky Sports, and we had a lot of fun with that. Then, you know, that's kind of how it started happening. You know? Then little by little, you know, I was doing it for a few months. Then I had to take a break. You know, it started becoming like a full-time thing, and I wasn't making money off it yet. So I'm reactivating recently, you know, and I'm kind of, so that's the short version.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to like describe Alan, he has that Casey Neistat feel to
Casey
it.
Casey Neistat of Miami.
Miami. YouTuber. I mean, that's okay. Forget my word reporter. It's more of a YouTuber. Have a feel. By the way, I did go to one Miami Tech event this week with Jason Calcanis on Tuesday night at Refresh Miami.
Refresh Miami?
Yeah. It was really cool. Like, I've been following Jason Calcanis for years. And wow, I got to be honest with you. He did kind of belittle us a little bit. Miami's like, San Francisco's way bigger, which I'd really agree with him.
Like, no, for sure.
And then he said, you know, second tier is like New York and Seattle. But he was kind of recommending, look, if you have a startup or if you have a small business, have a presence in San Francisco if you're looking for money or if you're looking for investors. So that really, like, caught my eye. It's like, yeah, you know, be there for 6 months out of the year. Get a WeWork office, you know. So it was really humbling experience, you know, because Miami's still early with that. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, I mean, that's one of the things that – you know, everybody talks about with Miami, and one of our biggest problems is because we're lacking a lot of like development talent, you could say, and not necessarily because you know, we don't have like the smarts or anything, but because there are a lot of talented people, but a lot of times they get what do you call it? They get swooped in by outside companies. So they train here, they learn here, and then they end up leaving to the West Coast. You know, that's happening a lot. And I mean, it's gonna start happening a little bit less because, like I said, you know, Winco, you know, they're making a lot of impact down in Wynwood as a full stack school or web development. IronHack as well, and IronHack got like a $3 million funding last year, which is helping them grow a little more. Even just recently, they were giving away $200,000 Uber scholarships, which was like 4 full scholarships and then a bunch of half and quarter scholarships. And a 4Geek Academy, which is an academy that came from Venezuela. They have like 2 locations there. Then they partnered up with Miami Dade College to make like a web course. But now they launched their full stack boot camp at Startup Miami in downtown. And so that's more development. And it's interesting because you can find anything you need in these schools. You know, WinCode, they focus a lot of their development on Ruby and Rails. You know, entrepreneur developers coming out of there, like, you know, they can prototype things like in a fun way. They also learn, you know, cool development methodologies. Then in IronHack, they're focusing on a full stack JavaScript, you know, on the front end and the back end through like Node.js. I think, I don't know if they're doing Angular, not React. And maybe Express, you know, which is cool because JavaScript has been growing so much. So it just, and then if you go to 4Geek Academy, they're not the first ones, because there was another one at the Idea Center before, I think, but they're doing Python and Django, you know. So if your mind is heading towards, you know, like any type of like artificial intelligence stuff or data science, you could also like, you know, go through there. And it's all types of pricing. You know, some schools are 11,000, 10,000, and another one is 6,000. Actually, University of Miami, they just partnered up recently this past year with some other, I forgot this bootcamp company, and they actually launched their own bootcamp recently. I'm not super familiar with their stack. I think it's like a JavaScript stack. It's not Ruby on Rails and like PHP from what I understand. So, you know, with all these different offerings, and even in Boca, there's another one. I forgot what it's called, 2TL or T2L, TL2, something like that. They even teach mobile development as well up there. You know, you're going to have, like, more developers in South Florida, you know, growing. Plus, you can always learn on your own. You know, there's all these tools all day. There's all these websites.
Is it like the learning thing? You think things are heading towards a boot camp style of education?
Man, you know what it is? It's like you can't deny that there's a high demand for developers, and all these schools, they have like a really high job placement rate, and they get pretty good jobs. I mean, yeah, it starts as a junior level, but then quickly as they rise to the ranks and they learn more on the job, they start making like pretty good money. So it probably becomes a question like, should I spend 4 years and I don't know how much, an X amount of money, sometimes can be big money if you're going to private school or anything, on learning something and then maybe doing a lot of general education the first 2 years, like English comp, which I mean, it has, I've done it, you've done it, you know, it has value, of course, like no knowledge is lost. It makes you more complete, you know, knowledgeable person. But yeah, I mean, it is a good question. Like, is it heading towards that? I don't know. I couldn't talk about the whole like educational ecosystem of the United States.
I mean, I'd rather get in debt for 11,000 than like 100K.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and you're only gonna waste. It's not even wasting. You're only gonna spend 2 or 4 or 6 months if you're doing like a part-time course of your life, and you come with like a pretty complete knowledge. I mean, still early in a sense, but complete enough that you can actually find a job. I mean, that's not something you can say with a lot of like bachelor degrees, you know, where you usually we you know, we'll graduate and then we're just figuring out like where do we apply? And like, you know, most people end up like at a underpaying jobs. So it's interesting. I mean, of course, that kind of has to go with your personality. Also, it can be a compliment. I mean, I know a lot of guys from a lot of these boot camps, and they already had a career. They already had an education or something else, and they wanted to do this either as a compliment or as a switch of career. And I've seen the most interesting like switches of careers. You know, people who are like engineers, who are doctors. The other day, I went to Startup Miami. They have some pretty cool events. They had one, Startup Grind, which is, it's partnered up with Google and Entrepreneurship Group or something. And they brought in this guy, Sam Adassi. He's one of the co-founders of Bushido Labs in Miami, which is a web development or web development software, you know, company. And it's crazy. This guy went to Loyola University he got an economics degree. Then he went to the Miami Herald, and he was a writing reporter for a while, which he wrote on everything, health and finance and everything. And then he decided he wanted to make a company. He decided he wanted to be a tech company. So him and his co-founders, they went to WinCode. They all went there together, and they opened up a software company. And now they've all gotten hardcore into, you know, blockchain and crypto. And now they're turning not only like web development, but they're shifting. They want to be a blockchain developer, like fully on specifically on, well, on, obviously on Ethereum, because that's the only one you can develop on, well, compared to Bitcoin. So it's interesting. Like, you know, this guy just 3 months ago he graduated from boot camp. Now he's at a company, and now he's one of the leaders. You know, because I mean, this guy.
Any upcoming events do you have in store?
Well, on Thursday and Friday, I'm gonna be going to that data science salon. I'm probably gonna be going Thursday in the morning, just seeing one of the workshops, and then Friday I may be there all day. I'm still looking at the schedule. I'm gonna shoot some videos. If you see me,
Thank
say
you very much.
hi.
And people can reach him on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Alan Thinks. And thank you very much for stopping by.
All right, talk to you later.
See ya.
Peace.